God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, our perceptions change, don't they, over time? And a lot of that depends on literally where we are standing, both in time and in place. For instance, if you're a parent, the way you view parents is probably somewhat different from how you viewed parents when you were 10 years old. How could you possibly know what it is to be a parent the way you do now, if you were still a child? You can't. It's a different perspective. Perhaps you are in some form of leadership now. Maybe the way you see a boss or a manager or an authority, to state it a little bit more nobly, is different than it was when you were a young person or perhaps felt like you had no authority. Ultimately, regardless of how old you are or where you find yourself in life or what responsibilities you may have, your understanding of authority depends on who you understand the master to be. If you think you're the master, then you're in trouble. If you think you're nothing more than a slave to everyone else, then you're in trouble. Colossians 4:1 says, answers this question or addresses this issue in this way: Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven. So apparently even masters have a master. And if I'm a believer, that master is the Lord Jesus. Look, if I'm in a place of authority and I run roughshod over those that answer to me, what can I possibly expect from my master in heaven? What if I'm under authority? Well, all of us are. But in the previous passage, chapter 3, verses 17 and 23 of the book ends to a whole section about authority in the home. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And then the other book end is, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. In other words, when I'm living in submission, when I'm living under authority or as an authority, I am treating other people with the recognition that I'm also in relationship to the Lord Jesus. I'm not the only master. And I may be in submission, but all of us are. And my understanding of authority depends on who I believe the master to be. So I also have a master. And what if I'm in the home? The Bible says that wives' relationship to their husbands is to be in light of their relationship to the Lord. Verse 20, children's relationship to their parents is in order to be well-pleasing unto the Lord. Verse 22, servants are to obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Verse 24 says, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. So the bottom line is, no matter what position you may find yourself in today, all of us are under authority, and nearly all of us have some authority. And our use of that, our good use of the authority that is in our lives, whether we're under it or we are stewarding it, depends on who we understand the master to be. That master is none other than the Lord Jesus. And when I do right by him, I will certainly do right by other people.